Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension report on this Wednesday morning. It is the 1st of July. Hard to believe we've made it halfway through the year. We are in the heat of the summer now, getting lots of garden questions here in the Extension office. Also, lots of resources available from ISU Extension to help with those growing questions, whether you're growing a garden in your yard or growing crops in the field. We have some new resources available to you from ISU Extension. Lots of video resources available this year, especially in response to the COVID pandemic. When it makes it a little more difficult for us to get together in person, you can find many of these resources online. Of course, we're also happy to get copies of resources to you in print as well if needed. We have two new videos available from the ISU Plant and Insect Diagnostic Clinic on the evergreen bagworm. Bagworm caterpillar lives its entire life inside a tough protective case made of silk and camouflaging bits of foliage. Each male caterpillar makes its own bag that it carries around as it feeds, with the head and legs sticking out the open or top end of the bag. Female caterpillars live their whole lives in the bag. These videos are now online to help identify this common pest and explain the life cycle and management practices to help keep your trees healthy. Laura Iles is the director of the Plant and Insect Diagnostic Clinic and notes that they can be a serious pest even if they are fun to watch. If you have an infested tree, you can watch these two-part videos for how to inspect for the caterpillars and treat according to label directions with insecticide if you find them on your evergreens. Do note that bagworms can kill a tree if they are left untreated, so you can find those on the Yard and Garden area of the ISU Extension website and watch these two-part videos to keep your trees happy and healthy for years to come. Also available from our Integrated Pest Management Program, the weekly Weed Watch is on, and ISU Extension specialists are sharing a new video series on scouting and identifying different common weeds that farmers may find in their fields. If you're involved in managing weeds or just curious about these villains of the plant world, you should watch this series to learn the keys to differentiate the many different types of weed species that we find in Iowa's fields, lawns, and other areas, according to Bob Hartzler, professor in agronomy and extension weed specialist at ISU. This video series not only helps Iowans identify different weed species, but also helps with comparing similar species and explaining how they're different from each other. You can find the videos on the Field Extension Education Laboratory vlog playlist on the ISU Extension University's IPM Integrated Pest Management YouTube page. The first two videos uploaded in the series so far are Common Lamb's Quarter, Woolly Cupgrass, and Foxtail. You can find that again by searching Integrated Pest Management Program from the ISU Extension homepage or on YouTube to find that video series and help identify some of those pesky weeds that may be popping up in your yard. And again, the additional videos will be added throughout the summer with more common types of weeds that you may find in your field or your yard. Also want to share with you some information from the Words on Wellness newsletter, the July edition that is posted now on the Cass County Extension website, put out by our nutrition and fitness specialists here in Southwest Iowa. We talked last week a little bit about smart snacking through the summer, and as things heat up this summer, we're going to talk today about how to refresh yourself and stay hydrated. We all know the human body is 60% water, and your cells need water to remove waste, control temperature, cushion your joints, and protect sensitive tissues. Water is vital to regulating body temperature during exercise in the summer heat, and lack of water can lead to thirst, fatigue, and even dizziness. Dehydration is particularly dangerous for young children and older adults. If you're wondering how much water you should be drinking every day, the average adult should get 9 to 14 cups of fluid a day. Generally, if your urine is pale or colorless, you're getting enough to drink, and you should always go by your own personal level of thirst. Just pay attention to those cues that your body gives you. If you don't like plain water, you can also drink and eat other things besides water to get the fluid intake that you need every day. Anything from 100% juice to milk to fresh fruit, non-starchy vegetables, tea, coffee, or sports drinks if you're sweating a lot, although do watch the sugar in those as there's sometimes a lot of them in there. You can also find more information about your water needs and balancing for your body at the Mayo Clinic website, and that link is in the Words on Wellness posted on our Extension website in the news link. Be sure and check that out. And remember to stay hydrated as the summer heats up here in July. Of course, lots of good resources available to you on all sorts of topics from ISU Extension. We hope you'll check those out on the Extension website. You're also welcome to follow us on Facebook for a lot of those tips and resources. You can give us a call, 712-243-1132, and you're welcome to stop by the office. If you give us a call, we can have information ready for you to pick up as well. Enjoy your 4th of July weekend. Stay happy and safe, and we will chat with you next week. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.